Our last two speakers are really focused on broadband. One at the regional level, NOAANet, and that's Greg Marnie, who's the CEO of the very organization that you just heard Larry talking about that partners with Ellensburg and so many other public utilities, including our very own Kitsap Public Utility District, which is based in Paulsbow, just over the bridge, and the very set of fiber optic backbone lines that serve Kitsap and serve Bainbridge Island and connect to our schools and our police department and our city hall and our park district and our library and to a couple of business parks. Those are all Kitsap Public Utility District connecting to Greg Marnie's NOAANet. And so those are our last two speakers. Greg Marnie, come on up. And he is the CEO, and he knows all about regional broadband.
I do.
Good.
That was a question. That wasn't an answer.
Is 10 minutes okay?
Sure.
Okay.
First of all, I want to apologize. If you've ever been to a telecom meeting, you'd realize I got the wrong uniform on. I should have a powder blue shirt and khaki pants and a, you know, blue sports coat. But I figured this was Saturday and it's kind of casual, so I'm wearing my regular work clothes. NOAANet was created 16 years ago, and Steve Johnson was a big part of that. Back in those days, if you'll remember, public power was being threatened by a company called Enron, the guys that were the smartest people in the room. And we went to a couple of meetings with Enron, and it was pretty earth-shattering to us, the competition they were going to bring to bear and steal our customers away from us. So a lot of us public power people, I worked for Douglas County PUD at the time, worked there for 30 years. I was a superintendent and assistant general manager, did transmission, distribution, and substations. So had a lot of electrical background, but part of that was also SCADA, which is monitoring your electrical systems. And so that's where I picked up on my telecom. And we decided at the threat of this Enron, I call it paranoia, we decided that we had to have a robust telecommunications connection to our customers. Worked really hard with our local provider, which is the largest in the nation. And lo and behold, after 4 months of negotiating with them, we couldn't get what we wanted. And the price that they wanted for a much less product than we thought we needed was cost prohibitive. So Steve was the recipient. I wrote a half-page memo down in my little cubicle and described how all the PUDs needed to get together and create this wonderful big network in the state of Washington. And Steve grabbed a hold of that and turned it into a company. It was called WaputaNet. And he was in charge of recruiting all the members to that. And it came into fruition. He sent me to negotiate with BPA for some of their fibers. And they had a public benefit fiber program. And it was in competition with two of the largest providers in the state. And then the biggest CLEC, which at the time was Electric Lightwave, which has since been bought. And we ended up with the public benefit fibers around the state of Washington. So if you can envision the BPA system in the state of Washington, it goes to all the substations and all the switchyards, to all the PUDs and even IOUs, cities, everything. And they have fiber optics that control and monitor their equipment. And they had four spare fibers that they did for public benefit. They put it up for bid. We had to accept their terms and conditions. By the time we got done, the big V dropped out. They didn't like the terms and conditions. The other two dropped out. And WaputaNet at that time accepted the terms and conditions because it really met our goal, which is we wanted high, robust connections in every county in the state. Ingress and egress would be at the same bandwidth, so it wasn't going to be 10 down and 1.5 up. It's going to be gigabit down, gigabit up. So it fell right in our wheelhouse. We grouped a bunch of PUDs together. I think we started with 18. And they funded Greg Marnie to go to work for Steve at the time. So I was 30 years at the PUD. My last year I was on loan to WaputaNet in creating NOAANet. So that's kind of how I got started. Since that time, we've picked up new members. We've lofted other members. We've had PUDs that just felt it was too expensive. And we're at the point now where we have 10 members. If you were to look on the map at who they are, they're all in the rural parts of the state. They are disadvantaged by not being served well by the incumbents or the CLECs in the area. And so the PUDs themselves have stepped up to do that. And we're hopeful that that's what happens in Bainbridge. I know Kitsap has looked at Bainbridge and upgrading your broadband in Bainbridge Island for quite some time, and it just cost prohibitive. And I don't want to steal Bob's thunder here, but poll context is a huge issue. When I was working at the PUD, we charged poll contacts. As superintendent, I loved it because it was revenue we didn't anticipate, but we got it. And so it helped us with our construction costs. Now that I'm having to pay for it, it's a different story, and it hurts and painful, and I have to pass it on to our customers. So been on both sides of that. It's a necessary evil, but the best part of it is if you own yours, you don't have to pay for it. And that's a huge barrier. We estimate that the attachments to poles is about 20% of our overall costs, and we're at $45 million a year now generating revenue, and we're not for profit, so we spend $45 million. And it's a big part of what we do. So if you guys do get into power, and I really encourage you to do it, you'll love it. You'll love having your own ownership. You'll love having your own input. You'll love hiring your own neighbors to be on the board. It's one of the most wonderful events that I've ever been involved in, and very proud to be a part of that. So I hope you guys do that. And don't hesitate at all to get in with, I don't want to say in bed, but get in partnerships with all your other public power people. You'll get into a mutual, what's it called? Mutual aid program. And so, what's that?
Mutual aid agreement.
Yeah, mutual aid agreement with the other public powers, municipalities. If you guys have a huge storm and everything's down, then they will come to your rescue and work with you. We do the same thing in telecom. As time has gone on for 15 years, NoNet started out with 1,500 miles of BPA fiber, as I explained before, going to all the substations. And 6 years ago, it was 2010, we applied for some federal grant money, if you recall the BTOP program, Broadband Technology Opportunity Program, with the NTIA federal funding. And we were the third largest recipient in the United States to receive an award for $180 million. With that, we took the 1,500 miles that we had of BPA fiber, which pretty well followed I-5 and I-90 over to Spokane, had some spurs down to Yakima and other places up north to Okanagan. But there was no loops, and there was nothing down in Southeast Washington, Northeast Washington, or out in Forks, any of those places. Well, there still isn't anything at Forks now. I apologize for that. But anyway, with this $180 million, we closed all those loops. We cut a lot of our loops in half. These are all things you're going to have to do to be reliable. And increased our capacity tenfold. We now run our backbone at 100 gigabits, and we run 40 channels of that. And we do that on 4 fibers with some really outrageous, Larry probably loves that kind of technology. It scares me, but if you understand fiber, you know, you flash a light down the fiber and turn it off and on really quick, and that's how you send bits and zeros and ones. And the wonderful thing we get to do is we use dense wave division multiplexing, which is multicolored, so we can put up to 40 colors down that one single fiber with all that flashing. And each one of those colors has the same capacity as the original one did. So it's pretty scary stuff. But I encourage you to get into it. Having control over this is a wonderful thing. You don't have to deal with 10 meg or 1.5 meg or anything anymore. The minimum we hook up people is at 100 meg up and down. And most of them, like Larry does, is giggy. And so that's where the world's going. That's what your kids want. That's what you're going to want at home to do TV, voice, virtual private networks, all the things that are wonderful in today's world. So I encourage you to do what you're doing, and congratulations.